He grew up in Baltimore. Why does his name come up? On Perek Hey, Halacha Gimel. Okay, some interesting stuff tonight, as usual. Some stuff which will be shocking, but not yet. Charich over Bekerim. If you have a dugout or a trench which goes from side to side through a vineyard, Omak Asora, if the trench is 10 deep, Baruch of Arbon 4 wide, Rav Lez Ben Yaakov, Omer Rav Lez Ben Yaakov says, if it's all the way across from one side of the vineyard to the other side of the vineyard, then it looks like not only is it separate of two vineyards, but also down in the bottom of the trench, it's considered to be distinct from the two vineyards, and you can plant within that trench. If, however, the trench does not meet those measurements of 10 deep by 4 across, then it's like a wine press in the middle of the vineyard. And wine press in the middle of the vineyard is not regarded as being distinct from the vineyard because it's part and parcel of the normal equipment which we have in a vineyard. Hagash Bekerem, by the way, wine press is a stony depression in the ground where the people stand and, not stand, they press the grapes, right? That's a wine press. It actually is a flat, stony area in the ground. Okay?
You see that the wine presses were left in the fields in those
days. Wine presses were in the fields, right. They were pressed the wine in the fields. In high school, I think it was, and went once on a field trip. So they actually took us and showed us in somewhere near Gush Etzion, in an ancient Jewish village, they showed us how the wine presses were constructed, actually right by the fields. That's where they would do the tricha, the pressing of the grapes. Okay, Hagash Bekerem, now I want to tell you about wine presses. Hagash Bekerem, if you have a wine press in a vineyard, a mukasar, which is 10 tefachim deep, baruch barbon, and 4 tefachim wide, Zorim is only implanted within the wine press, David Rabbi Lezer, when Rabbi Lezer will call Moshe Chachamim forbid this. Shomei Rosh Bekerem, the Chachamim, in other words, regard the wine press as being part and parcel of the field. Shomei Rosh Bekerem, if you have a hill in the vineyard which is made for the watchman to stand on and be Shomer, the Shomer, a watchtower, if it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, Zerim Misocha, you can plant within that watchtower. And the Gemara is going to pick up what's the language of within. It should be on top of the watchtower. Okay, so the Gemara is going to pick up on that. Says the Mishnah further, Bimayasar Kotesh Osir, if, however, the vines were tall and they were their foliage was inclining over the watchtower, that's forbidden to plant within the watchtower. Kevinshin the Tua Bagas, a grapevine which is planted in the gas, in the wine press, Obeneka, or in a depression in the field, Nosula Vodosav Zeresa Moser. So, according to Anakama, it's not considered a part and parcel of the general vineyard, rather, it's a tree unto itself, and therefore you have to distance yourself from it. It's 6 tvachim, you can plant all the surrounding area, which is more than 6 tvachim away from the tree. Rabbi Yossi, a man, no, it's part and parcel of the vineyard. And therefore, im ein sham arba amos, if there are 4 amos, why shouldn't it say it's part and parcel of the vineyard? I take that back. There's a significance to the area of which it's planted in and of itself, because it's in a depression, right, which has significance, or in a wine press has significance. Therefore, if there isn't 4 amos distance on each side of it, lo yavi zelosham, you cannot plant any other grain with it in that press or in that depression. If, however, you have a house of some sort in a vineyard, Zorio, so then you can plant within that house. Okay? Says more, this trench, which runs through the vineyard, so how long does it have to be? That's the fourth one, why? Does it have to go, mavrik means does it have to cut through like a bolt of lightning, the same shear as the vineyard plus the amount of area which is needed to work the vineyard. Now take a look at your pictures on page Kuftes. I'm sorry, not page.
Picture Kuftes.
It would be a page without a page. What? Yud Gimel. You see in picture Kuftes, you see the trench is going beyond the area of the vineyard and stretching into the shear of four amos of Avodah on either side of the vineyard. Okay? Does that have to be like that? Like picture Kuf Gimel? Kuftes? Or do we say, again, Avodah does that be that long that stretches out four amos in each direction? So it says more, Mimadatani.
Mrs. Zuri, you don't have the place, right? Where are we?
Okay, got it. Okay. From that which God says in a brisa, that Chomi could see to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov b'chorit mavrik teuva doso, that where the trench cuts across both the width of the vineyard and the four amos on either side. Have a can, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Savar, must be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov who argues in our Mishnah, Savar Meimar holds afilu einu marvik deu avadoso, that even if it's less than, it stretches less than 4 amos in either direction beyond the boundaries of the vineyard, it's still considered to be an interruption, and one can plant on the floor of the trench, and Rabbanu argue on that statement. Says Mara Mapli, and however, what do they argue on? There have to be at least two rows of vines on either side of the trench. We're going to base so that a vineyard is considered to be a vineyard with two rows of vines. So there have to be at least two rows of vines on either side of the trench. By the way, I just want to give you a pause for a minute. Two weeks ago, maximum, if somebody would have asked you how many vines there have to be in a vineyard, and how many rows there have to be. But 2 weeks ago, would any of you have known? Right? See how much knowledge, see how many new things have come? That is a good question. Okay? But,
there's one opinion that says it should be more than, this trench should be more than four, and then one that says it should be less than four.
Yeah, one of it says it has to be stretched four amas on either side, but then everybody agrees that this trench is separate unto itself. The machlokes Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, which Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is lenient, is where the trench is exactly, its width is exactly the width of the vineyard. Okay, right, it's cut off there where your pen is, exactly.
And that the one who holds it, it has to be four, why does it say it has to be four?
That's the shear of Avodah Sakarim on each side. The shear which you have to leave over on all sides of a vineyard fallow, because that is beyond, and only plant other trees beyond, other grains beyond that shear. In other words, whenever you have a vineyard, it has to have a boundary of 4 amos on all sides before you can plant anything. It's called avoskerem, because it's the area which you workers work or plow when they're plowing around the vineyard. Okay?
Who holds 2 rows on each side?
Basilo.
Who holds 5?
They both hold 5 trees. Beishame holds 5 in a row. Basilo says in 2 separate rows. Shtaim kenegu shtaim v'achzi yotzei zonav. 2, 2, and 1. Okay? See, it's interesting. See, we're not talking about the barrier between the two sides of the field. We're talking about when the trench looks, when you can plant to the bottom of the trench. It could be that the two sides of the vineyard are considered to be divided from each other when there's a trench which stretches only across the entire width of the field and doesn't extend in either direction at all. That's not the issue we're discussing. But at what point does it become permissible to plant in the trench on its floor, and it's not considered to be as if it's surrounded by grapevines and therefore prohibited? That's the issue which we're dealing with. Okay? Says somewhere a very interesting thing here. Again, Avlimai Soshura Mapli, and where's the machlokes between Rabban and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? If I'm allowed to plant in the bottom of the trench or not, but show you stay shurus, begam stay shurus, when there is a shear of karam on each side. In other words, two rows on one side and 2 rows on the other side. Your picture, you have 3 rows on each side. But we're talking about at least where there are 2 rows. Amin ma'isa shura chasmikan, v'shura chasmikan. But if each one only had, on either side of the trench, you only had 1 row of vines, he came to magianega cholish gifonim, then in that case, once the trench splits off 3 trees from each other, then Bata Akerem, the vineyard is canceled, and you can plant in the trench without any problem. Okay? Because obviously the three trees, once the three trees are separate from each other, there's no vineyard in that area. Tani, we learned, Pachos Mikan Osir. It says if it's less, then it's Osir. Now, less than what is the question? We assume that less means if the trench is less low. In other words, it's closer to the ground than 10 tefachim, so then it's also to plant in the trench some grain because it's not considered to be a separate jurisdiction unto itself. But if the trench...
Like the minimum depth.
Minimum depth is 10. If it's less than 10, it's also.
Well, each measurement, why not the width also?
We're going to get that. So it says, I don't stand such a mina. Daokane, meaning if the imlokane, if you wouldn't have this brisa, mana arena, what would he say? Asura, in other words, it's an obvious point. Asura also, if anything less than 10 is also, so tishlo koshke, 9 is certainly also. So that can't be the point the brisa is trying to make. Elamau posi kan, so maybe say the brisa is trying to make a point about the width of the trench. What is posi mikan lerochav? That has to be, can't be less than 4 tefachim width. Says more again. What would you have said otherwise? What Chiddush is Brisa telling us? Would you assume otherwise that the trench is like level ground, that whatever's in there is nonetheless mutter? How could you say such a thing? What's the amin that with less than four tefachim, it's considered to be permissible? That you need to tell me that it's also. Says more, a very interesting answer. Says more of Yasek is awesome. You know what? It's possible that if we regard the trench as being closed, so it would be mutter. How so? Yasek is awesome. Retain mutter. How's that? Lo tani shorshe peh. Because if you make the trench as if it's closed, that means everything is growing on the ground. All the grain in the trench is growing on the ground because the grain doesn't reach the size of 10 tefachim, right? So then I would say all the grain is growing on the ground. So if all the grain, again, it was less than 3 tefachim, and I looked at it in a hypothetical way, I'd say everything was growing within the ground. Will that be good? V'yatsa sosum say mutzer, lo ketani, and we learned way back when, shorshe peo nichnasum etoch arba amasher bekerem, if the ends of the field of grain are entering into the four amas of the kerem, which is a no-no, but it's shlamata mishlosha tefachim, if the roots meet each other, more than 3 tefachim below the ground, it's not a problem. The beginning of Kilayim Ha'adar, right? So here too, you know what? That's what we're trying to preclude. I might have said if less than 4 tefachim wide, I look at it as if it's closed. And if it's closed up, it's as if whatever's growing there is growing on the ground, and it can't impede in a Kilayim fashion. And that which is above ground, so here we say that that's not true. We say that anything which grows in the trench does impede on the grapevines and vice versa. Okay, says the Gemara. Shani Yishavir Ker Makiv. Here it's different. Why is the trench different than the case which we just had? Which is the case of the vines underground, the mingling of the roots underground. Why is this case different? Because here you see that the vineyard is surrounding the hole or whatever trench it is on all four sides. So therefore here we have to be more severe. In other words, there's an apparent clash, right? Myers sign type of clash. And similarly, Omlan Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Eliezer said, shouldn't you concede to me that just like you allowed to plant a grain on top of the watchman's tower in the vineyard, so you should be allowed to plant the grain in the trench, which is going through the middle of the vineyard, because amok, that which is deep, is gavoa, like that which is high. Hello, why don't we allow that? So says more, Elishavir Kerem Makif. The reason why I don't allow that is because the airspace of the Kerem is on all four sides of this hole in the ground, and therefore that generates a stringency. They say it's as if the Mar Sinai again as if the ground is as if the ground is as if the grain, which is in the trench, is commingled with the grapevines that surround it. Okay, Mistabra, it makes sense to say, Rabbi Lezer Modeh, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov. Rabbi Lezer could teach Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, Lo Yodeh, will not consider wherever Rabbi Eliezer. How so? What are we talking about? Rabbi Lezer Modeh, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, Rabbi Lezer could teach Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, She'omok Kivukavoa, that I say in both the case of a trench and the case of a the case of a wine press where there is a single tree plant in the middle of the wine press, they're both the same. They're both considered to be all the adlochos of omok, of being deeper. In other words, the trees are growing for lower beneath the ground. Don't play a role here because it's I didn't make the last sentence clear. Let me start that sentence over again. Rabbi Lezer Modeh Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Lezer Katzis Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov. Sh'omo Kigavoa. In other words, no matter what we're dealing with, if it's a depression in the ground, the depression is more than 10 tefachim deep and more than 4 tefachim across. So then I exempt that from the problem of Kiliya Kerem. Because it's not part of the Kerem to make Kiliya Kerem. That I concede you. However, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Loliyodi Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov not concede to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer was make by a trench. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov was make by a trench. He might not concede to Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer talks about even where you have in the middle of the field, a wine press, which is surrounded on all four sides by grapevines, he still allows you to plant grain in the wine press. That's too big a chula, according to
I don't see the analogy.
Ben Yaakov.
How is it comparable? One is a trench, and the other is an elevation.
No, but that they both agree. That both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov agree that where the dimensions are up, where the dimensions are down, whether it's a protrusion or a...
So it also has to be 10 tefachim.
Right. High. Right. 10 tefachim high or 10 tefachim beneath the ground. Okay? So that we can see, we both consider Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, that Omok is Kavah and Kegavah. That's for sure. However, the question is like this. Says the Gemara, again, Rabbi Lezer, Mother Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, Shoma Kagova, they both hold that which is deep is the same shit that which is the high. However, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, Mother Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov allows trenches, not going to allow a gas. Why is that? Shavir Keremaki, because the vineyard is surrounded by grapevines, and that makes it ulcer. Okay? Again, not the vineyard. The wine press is surrounded by grapevines, and that makes it also, because it looks, there's a marisayin issue, it looks like it's part and parcel of the vineyard. By the case where the trench runs through and through the field, that's Erlizab and Yaakov's case, nothing's going to look like the vineyard, because so that which is growing in the trench has nothing at any point to do with the vineyard. However, we're dealing with here a case of the wine press. In the case of the wine press, I say that since it's surrounded by the vines, that makes it prohibited to plant something else in the middle.
A wine press of what type of dimensions?
Even 10 deep by 4 by 4 tefachim. Could be Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov will argue in that case, yeah. Could be all that since Avir Kerem Makiv, even though it's the right dimensions, you still can't do stuff there.
Even though it's stone and it looks different than the rest of the
right.
Wine.
Right.
So the key to is the difference is whether it's Rufula Sharnat in essence is through this hecker or runs all the way through the carrot or not.
Well, that's only by the trench.
Well, I understand.
Yeah.
But then by the wine press, you have the necessary dimensions.
Right.
So why is it that that's not sufficient for Korban Man Mandir? Maybe because just the dimensions don't extend throughout the whole carrot.
Say that again.
In other words, the wine press has 10x4.
Right.
But we still don't consider it a hecker. The question is why? Is it because it doesn't extend throughout the whole carom, where the trench did?
Right. That's what we're saying. It's a shavir carom makif.
I guess what I'm trying to say, what would cause us to say that avir carom is now avir?
Oh, maybe the svar of amo kigavoa is so strong that we'll allow it to override this concept of avir carom makif. That was the only havamina.
You said no.
Right. We're in the middle of saying no. We didn't finish saying no yet. Okay? Around the wine press, forgive me if I get mixed up between wine press and vineyard. Around the wine press, you have all sides trees. That looks much more prohibited to plant in that wine press surrounded by trees than to plant in a trench, which is only on two sides vines. There aren't vines here on the north and on the south. That's what Gemara is saying. Yeah, am I not clear what's going on? Am I making myself clear?
But it says the avir.
Right. Oh, okay. So you don't like the word avir.
I'm just an honest.
Okay, I don't blame you for that. I empathize with your plight. But it's not. Yeah, I can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. The reason I can't do anything about it is they didn't give me the Yerushalmi to edit before they put it out. But where they have given it to me, I would have corrected that point. Okay. Says more. Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yochum says Torah she'esham chalal arba amos. Now this is a very interesting thing, very weird. On top, when you plant on top of the shomera, on top of the watch hut, it's got to look like a volcano. In other words, it's got to have a depression in the middle to plant in, and that depression has to be 4 amos by 4 amos. Okay. That depression has got to be 4 amos by 4 amos. Says more, Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Tzor shiyeshom chalal arba. Amra Shul v'ayi yitzor Shul said, Hoza teo bagul, that's by a round watchtower. So it has to have at least 4 tefachim. Amru bos, but if it's a square watchtower, it had significant in and of itself. Eino tzor shiyeshom chalal arba. In that case, you don't even need to have 4x4. No matter whatever's there, whatever the shear is of the volcanic opening there, so to speak, that's sufficient. Rabbi Yosef said, Hoda de tema bagula. All this thing of requiring a depression, a volcano type structure, is only by a round, round structure. That's where you need a shear, right? However, Rabbi Yosef, Hoda de tema bagula. Habamrubas ain't a talk sheasham shlosha tfachim offer meal meal malo, but the watchtower is square as opposed to circular. So in that case, all you need is that there should be 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim on the top of the watchtower, and then you plant by 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim, and that's fine. Okay. So that which you require an indentation on top of the watchtower is only when it's round. When it's square, you can plant on top of the watchtower. Yeah, but he limits it to a round one. Am Rabbi Yossi held at the table bagula. In other words, when do you need 3 tefachim off from Yilamalon? When it's round. Avon Rubas, it's so shim shloshot tefachim alamalon, but if it's square, so you don't need 3 tefachim of dirt on the top in order to separate it from the vineyard. Okay? Everybody with me? It's quiet tonight. I'm right. Mishlosha. Now, here's a difficult, passage according to the Rosh. The Groh has a very simple pshat in it, though. Mishlosha v'arabah. It's said on Mishnah, if you have a house in a vineyard, you can plant grain in the house. So what should this house have to be? Can it be just a plain hut? In order to plant grain in the vineyard, as long as it's in the hut. So it's more, it depends. Mishlosha v'arabah, you must nisa. Our Mishnah is talking about between 3 and 4 amos. If the house itself is between 3 and 4 amos squared, so then you can plant in the house. Mishlosh varaboy masizim. Pachos mishlosh, if it's less than 3 amos by 3 amos, the house, kisos, it's as if it's closed off. And therefore you can't plant in it. Mishlosh varaboy, if it's between 3 and 4 amos by 3 and between 3 and 4 amos, so then mashlim arbov is a ram yad. You make up the distance, the difference, so you have 16 square amos all together, and then you plant immediately. Rabbi Yamishir Mishmuel said, we have a pasuk which tells us that there are special parameters of houses vis-a-vis kilaim, because it says, bayis bate kilaim hukbu, that Bnei Yisrael, or whatever would tell you about there, were kept in secret, like people who are in their houses of kilaim. So we see here that bayis shemachbim, boasa kilaim, there are houses in which one can hide stuff, so it won't become kilaim. And that's a place where, let's say, a private house. Not a private house. A house in the middle of the field, even though if you plant it out in the field, you have kilaim, but if you plant it in the house, there is no kilaim. Now, important thing here. Let's say the house is less than 4 amos by 4 amos. Let's say it's 3.5 by 3.5. It's a hut, really. That's it, 3.5 by 3.5. So when you plant near the house, how far do you have to distance yourself from the house?
I'm super wide.
Enough to make up what shear from the tree inside it? Four amos. So in that case, you'd have to distance yourself somewhat from the house in order to plant. But where the house itself is 4 amos by 4 amos, then you don't have to distance yourself at all. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. I'm not sure what nomenclature we're calling. I don't know.
No one has to live in the house. I mean, it's really just.
No, sure. Question: kilaim. It's like the source of pesa by kilaim. Nobody's living. All right, it's just technicalities. Hanotei yerek b'kerem. If somebody plants a vegetable in his vineyard, or mekayim, or you allow a vegetable to stay in your vineyard, harezim mekadesh arboim v'chamishim v'chamesh gvarim. In an average case, so it could be more or less, you will ban 35 grapes. Amosai, when is that true? Bizman chain at 2 osal arbo chamesh chamesh, when they're 4 or 5 amos apart from each other. Hayin at 2 osal sheish, while sheva, they're planted 6 or 7 amos away from each other. Harezim mekadesh sheish esrei amos choruach, you can only aser the trees that are at 16 amos, a place where you're growing the grain, agulos, and that's in a radius of a circle, lom rubos, not in a square. We're going to have a picture of that in a minute. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina Omar, Ushasar Kenegam Tzoyis, when is the tree you can aser 16 amos each direction, and you can aser 45 trees? Yeah. When the vegetation is opposite the middle tree. Rabbi Yamishem Shmuel said, Fushateyam Tsoya Gula Yerek. Has to be, not only does the vegetation have to be near the middle tree, but it has to be surrounding the middle tree. But you have tree, and then you have the vegetation of grapevine, and then you have the vegetation surrounding the grapevine. Only in that case will you be able to make it 45 trees, as the world will explain in a minute. I'll share Ahoy in the 2 O's. Sheva, if they're planted in a squares of, if the distances of 6 or 7, Harezim Kad Sheshes Sheyam L'chol Ruach, then you ask for 16 amos each direction, Agulos Lom Rubos, round and not square, but you don't ask for 45 trees. What are we talking about here? Rabbi Yossi Ben Chanina said, Maravush and Sarkanegim Tzoyis. First of all, you got to plant opposite the middle one. Rabbi Avin B'shem Shmuel said, "Vushateim tzoya gula yerek." The middle one has to be surrounded, as I said, has to be surrounded by vegetables. Hey Chavita, how do you have such a case? Shus shova shurin means shova shurin. Now take out your pictures here. Look at picture Kuf Yud Aleph.
I think that's what it means. It means
pera,
the
pera
meaning not fruit, but
if you have. You see the tree in the middle? It's surrounded by vegetation. That's the dotted line. This is a vineyard which has 49 trees. If you draw a circle, the radius of 16, around the vineyard, how many trees are excluded? 4. See how the circle sweeps around? It leaves 4 out. Because it's 6, it's each tree is 4 amas apart from the other one. And you go up to, well, you go up in this picture to
a product of the fruit.
It's 12 by 12 amas, right?
He's only got 12 amas in this picture.
Am I making a mistake? He's going 16.
It's 16 to the end points, though. The radius is 16. The diameter is 32. So in a radius of 16, you can only get...
Something that's not fruit. Something that doesn't come from fruit directly.
Okay, I really see we have to go a little more further. Let me go a little bit further. We have 7 by 7, which is 49 altogether. Take up 4 for the corners. Now the 45 left. Hold the tina. That's what it says. Are you going to make us at 45? Amos, and when is this true? Bismachi, it was arbal arbal chamesh chamesh. Up to 5, 5, 5. Because if it's 5, 5, 5, what's the distance to the last one in a straight line? The three distances. Look at your pictures. The three distances were 5, 5, 5 instead of 4, 4, 4. What would the distance be to the outermost tree?
The diameter would be 40.
Boo.
No.
Distance to the furthest tree.
To the furthest? Oh, you have to exclude that last.
Not diameter, Mr. Zuger. Oh. From the center. What number did you say?
You said 5.
25, 40, 50.
No, neither are correct. Wrong. 15 amos.
Yeah,
did anybody say 50?
No.
I didn't think so.
15?
Now it's 4, 4, 4, right? 12. Add an amma if it was 5, 5, 5, would be 15. Up to, as long as the distance between the trees is not more than 5 amos, you can get them 45 trees in your circle. Because the radius will hit 45 trees when you do that sweep. Of anywhere between 12 and 15 amos, you're going to hit 45 trees. Is that clear? Does anybody else understand this? You got it?
I understand.
Yes, what's the problem?
You're saying it's 15 because we have about 3 trees on the side.
Right.
Right.
So if it's 4, then the radius is 12. 4 trees. So I mean, this is 4 amos, not 4 trees. 4 amos between trees. So the radius is 12 by the time you get to the third tree. If this is between each tree is 5, then the radius is 15. Be that as it may, as long as you're under as long as you have under four or five amos or less in your patch between the vines, so then I'm going to come up with a scenario where you have 45 trees which become osur. However, says the Gemara, that's only true if you don't include the place of the trunks. Now, this is a little bit more difficult. Take a look at the picture. If you included the place of the trunks,
it's a vine.
It's those trunks. Grapevines have trunks.
Very small.
Right, but they still have trunks. I'm talking about millimeters, perhaps. They still have trunks. So says the Gemara, if you include again, on the Messiah, the Rabbi Zira, the Amar who said Shmona Chutzi Malkam Karsin, that when you measure 8 amos for the distance from a tree in a vineyard. Whenever you use the measure of 8 amos, so then you need to measure the 8 besides the trunks themselves. So in that case, because if you measure the trunks, then you have a lot less than 45. Right.
Oh, if I'm sure, right. Let me see if I'm trying.
Okay. The measurement includes what now? So you say the trunk is an inch thick.
Yeah.
Then what are we talking about?
Then we're adding on 12.
Now you said
that it's really. How do you get 4 on this in the first place?
One second. I understood when I looked at the picture before.
Okay. Me and Rabbi McGinty, we both failed geometry in high school. But I really failed.
I did well. I just hated it.
I really failed one semester.
I guess the question is, how much is the size of the truck? It's 1 ammo. Maybe it's still included.
Yeah, but.
I would think you'd have to exclude which one is going to 4 amos between each trunk, so you get less trees in the circle, right?
Well, you see in the picture, he says the tree due west is within the 16 if you don't include the Malcolm Carson. That's the Raya. See, if it. It's beyond 16. It's beyond 16 if you don't include the Malcolm Carson.
And the Malcolm Carson means? What does that mean?
The trunks.
Oh, the trunks. If you don't include, right.
If you don't include, it's more than 16?
Yeah. Because you actually have.
It should be the other way, right?
Right. If you don't, because you get more if you add the trunk.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It should be more.
You're getting more space.
Right.
It should cover the last tree. So if you include the trunk, it would be less than 16.
Right.
So it would cut off if you would not have a tree. That's right.
When's the
Wait. No, it's a matter of pride. Just a minute.
Next 4 years. Like the Bears and the Cubs. We're just at a 4 year cycle.
No, just to show, just for demonstration purposes.
It's just the effort. Remember that, Rabbi.
No. Winning is everything. No. It's the only thing. One second. Live in the Midwest. If you don't win, you're worthless. I think it's going the next case. Penetrating. Let me try to do it with a picture. In other words, he's saying Tezayin is shalom below Mokum Karsin. Right? If it's 60, extends to that tree which is outside the circle. That's what it means to say. Look, because here the Dalet Amos to the last tree, to the last tree which is within the circle.
If it's on the line.
And you don't include the trunks,
that's right.
It's going to be included. That's right. Yes.
Yes, because it's on the line. Right. You don't have to worry about those. If it's tough, of course, it has nothing to do with any measurements. If
right.
It's touching the line, yeah. It's simply part of it, of the circle, within the circle.
If
you don't count the trunk.
If you don't count the trunk.
Because
Because each trunk, right, each right. trunk takes up some
the
room.
Trunk, then that right. part of the, some minor right measurement is beyond the circle.
That's right. Okay, no calculations. Right. Design below Mokum Karsin means if you don't count the trunks, then that tree which is now on the outer perimeter of the circle would be in the perimeter of the circle.
Right, that's correct.
Okay? So it's only 45 trees if you count the Mokum Karsin. But if you don't to count the Mokum Karsin, then the 16 is going to include that last tree. Okay? Now, let's see that again. Says more Amosai bismachina to Sarbal Arab Khamesh. Hold the Messiah Rabbi Zero's right for Rabbi Zero. The Rabbi Zero Omar, Rabbi Zero says, Shmona Chutzmi Mokum Karsin. If you have 8, if you want to. 8 is something else. There it says that it's a case in the previous parak where it said that you need to have 8 amos between the trees. No, it still doesn't work because this would be a riot against Rabbi Zira. Why is the riot for Rabbi Zira? Rabbi Zira says you don't count the trees. If you don't count the trees here, then you have to ask for more trees.
Yeah.
You don't count the trunks. You have to ask for more trees.
Right.
No, it's a riot. That's the problem.
If you don't count the trunks, that means more trees are within this.
Process. Yeah, but that's not what Gemara is saying. Right, I understand, right. That's the opposite of what Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying this is right for Rabbi Zira. Okay, I think this is it. I think I got it. This is the case. The Gemara is saying if you had between each tree 5, then it still wouldn't be, this is the riot for Rabbi Zira. If you have between each tree 5,
right.
then you'd still have the same amount of trees. You'd still have the same amount of trees.
Because one alma is taken up by the trunk.
Oh, so wait a second. If you don't count the makom, if you... I got it. Second, I think I got it. Yeah, I got it. Okay. If you do count the trunks, let's talk about, okay, so there are five amas instead of four amas, right? Okay, so you have three distances of five amas, right? Right? Five, five, five. 15, right? The last tree is within 16 amos. If you don't count the trunks within the 16. But if you do count the trunks within the 16, then the last tree of this series of three is going to be beyond the 16 amos. Again, you have trunk, five, right?
Right.
And then another trunk, right? Right, you have four, there's seven trees in a row, we're counting from the middle tree. So it means you have the middle tree, right? And then three on either side. Trunk, five. Right? So if you say that 16 doesn't include the trunks, so then I understand how the last tree is included, because the last tree, not including the trunks, is only 15 amos from the middle tree.
Right.
But if you're going to say that the trunks are always included in counting 16, then the last tree is going to be outside the 16, because the trunks take up more than an amma. Four trunks of trees are going to take up more. Three trunks of trees in the middle are going to take up more than an amma. Works out. That's what Gemara is saying. If you still make it 5 by 5, you can still include 5 trees, Messiah, and 45 trees, Messiah, Rabbi Zira. Right again. The Rabbi Zira, Omar, Shmona, Chutz, Mogam, Kasim. Whenever you measure the measurements, you don't take into account the trunks. And so here, since the 16 doesn't include trunks, so you have here 15, and you don't include the trunks, but still within the 16. Had you include the trunks, it would be outside the 16. Good. If the distance between each trunk was 6 or 7, then of course it's much less than 45 trees, right? Because the radius falls much quicker. Why don't we go beyond 7 on 7? Why don't we say it was planted 8 on 8 or 9 on 9? So Rav Reb Lezer, Elizabeth, Mi Arba, Vachmonim, Osir, Mekadish. That from four amos to 8 amos is considered to be forbidden, considered to make a kerem and make kilei kerem. Mishmor about sheishes rei also from 8 to 16, it's also to plant there, but it's not in a mekadesh. So in virtue of the fact that we stop where the distance is 7 by 7, we wanted to indicate it has to be less than 8 amos. Okay? Because it's more than 8 amos or more, it doesn't answer. All right, it's late, but the next stuff is a little bit easier right now. From here on in. So I'm going to try and run a little bit. Haro Yark Bekarim. If you see vegetables, because we didn't do 2 blot yet. What should we do so far? Blot and a half? Less? Blot and something? Blot and a quarter? We're starting on base and we're still on base, right? Haro Yark Bekarim. Okay, this is very easy though. You see vegetables in a vineyard. Farmer says, Shagila, when I get there, I'll pick it out. I'll uproot it. Mutter, it's okay. But if you say, oh, when I come back, it's behind you, and you say, when I come back, I'll get it. In most of the time, there's enough time for it to grow 1/200th of its total growth. It's awesome. That's a shear by Kilayim. Kilayim is butts on 200, right? So if the amount of time which you're going to leave it growing, let's say the growing season is 100 days, right? So the amount that you're going to leave it there for half a day out in the field, that area asks your field because you're a vineyard because of Kilayim. Is that clear? Okay. It says Mar Rabbi Yosi Barchina Mar Bepo El Shaw knew. This is also about a worker. Because the worker doesn't have to stop in the middle and uproot the Kilayim. He goes on his work, come back later on. However, Baal Bos has to go immediately and uproot the Kilayim when he sees it. However, says Mar, Ba'abaisu osim lachto, ba'abaisu in the middle of hoeing or whatever he's doing, Also, so Kapoli has the same leniency as a Poel, only when he gets to it, he doesn't have to walk over immediately and do it. The Baabai Shekim Yerokos saw the Bekerem. A Baabai who left vegetables out in a vineyard, Asurim and Lo Benacher. Now the vineyard becomes also both to him and to anybody else. Poel Shekim Yerokos saw the Bekerem. A worker who left vegetables out of the field, it's not his field to Asur. So therefore now, Asur Lo, stuff is Asur for him. Umutul Chodem, Mutur to everybody else. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, Kashi, Asur Lo, Yerokos Chodem. Where we ever see such a thing as a relative iser, if it's also for him, it should be also to everybody. He mutzah called him, it's mutzah for everybody else, he ain't mutzah lo, it should be mutzah to him as well. Elo krebishim real tzkir, krebishim and domer eno, the makdish, domer shen el shlo. You can't be makdish that which is not yours. I forgot, domer krebishim and domer eno, the makdish, domer shen el shlo. You can't be makdish that which is not yours. Hocha, mode who's hocha shah slo here, it's instant rabbonon. Since he was lackadaisical and lax in this case, we fine him and we don't let him eat this the whatever grew there.
Isn't the worker considered like a
shuliyah
for the
Baabais? Not the asur for him. Can't mess up things for the Baabais against as well. Okay, now here's a big typo. B'shalik don acher. Now there are two pshatim here. One we'll learn is that. It's kind of similar to what you're saying, Dr. Spinell, which is, when is it okay for anybody else to eat when another person collects it? But if the poet himself collected it, since he's the shliach of the Baal Bais, he does answer it for the Baal Bais in that case. Okay, so really that's what we're saying according to this pshat. Okay? In other words, I take that back. What the second pshat here said, which he brings down, is that if the poel collects it from self, if the poel, somebody else collects it, it's mutter. If the poel, however, collects it for himself, that's when it's also for him. In other words, Reuven is the poel. If Reuven goes and lets it grow there, right, so Shimon can still eat it. Even Reuven can still eat it if Shimon collected it. But if Reuven collected it and says, well, this is mine, because he gets a certain percentage of the take, he can't answer it. Because vis-a-vis himself, he already answered it when he designated it, and said, doesn't designate it, but when he was gave it up for when he comes back to it. Okay? So really, he can't answer it ever on anybody else. Only if later on he comes back to collect it for himself. In that case, it's also for him because he already, before, and it said, well, I'll get back to it later on.
That's if he's a sharecropper.
Yeah.
What if he's getting paid by the hour?
It doesn't matter. As long as if it's getting paid in kind, it's the same idea. If it's getting paid as a poel, or he's being mekayim lo sachsam shor b'disho. You know, he's eating as he goes along. Okay? B'mosiv mosayim, getting back to Avalim Likid Hu. But if he gathered gathered for himself, also according to this pshat, also ben lo ben kol adam, it's also for him and for anybody else again, because he took it as part of his salary, and therefore he gets to ban it regardless, not just for himself, but for anybody else, because it becomes if it's his. For mostly for the Messiah, also if you add it on 200, it's also the very Rabbi Ali b'shayarim b'hadin erzuva. They found a certain plant called the Yarzuva, which was easy to reckon this. How do you check it out? Okay, so buddy, how do you check it out? Rabbi Shem Rabbi Chaina said, locate the echad, you take one, you harvest one, and leave another one in the field. And then you see, that which this poches here means remains the same, and that one adds on, that then you can tell what the ratio is. In other words, you compare, when this one is grown, so it's proportionally larger than the next one, and then you can tell what's adding on 200. Okay, in other words, you grow to check the proportional growth by harvesting one and comparing it, which has stopped growing, to the ones which continue to grow in the field. Okay, I overcame. We'll just go a couple more minutes. I overcame enough. We didn't do too bad yet, right? We're almost there, right? Where are we? Okay. By over Bekerem, you were walking in the vineyard, Nafal Men was right, and seeds fell out of your hand. Or Shiyotzimaz Volim, where they came out inadvertently together with the Vizvolim, with the fertilizer, or mine with the irrigation. Hazorea, you were planting the Sierrasu Ruach Lachrov, and the wind scattered the seeds behind you into the vineyard. Mutter. All these cases are mutter. However, see also El Kapon of the wind scatter the grain in front of you into a vineyard. Rabbi Kivomer, Ima Sovim, if it created grass, you puck, you gotta overturn them. Vimaviv, if it already grew a little bit, springtime, it grew a little bit of grain, you know, Bates, you have to get rid of the grain, which is in the chaff. Vimaviv, dog on, if it's fully grown already, you don't think you gotta burn it all at the stake. In other words, the taka there, if it grew, scattered in front of you, your shtickle maze it. Your shtickle intentionally, you should have gone and collected it. Since you didn't go and collect it, so now already it progressively creates more stringent severities of Kiliyat Kerem. The one is going to discuss this in greater detail. Amar Blessed Blessed said, Masis Moim Stay Lovan. But see, also Ruach Lestay Kerem. Amar is talking about when you were standing in a grain field and the wind scattered the grain you were carrying into a vineyard. So you're a little bit onus. Rabbi Zira asked, Ma Ayuta Marta, what did you mean? Be'omeid? It's talking specifically about a case where he was standing in a grain field when this happened. Or a filu omeid, or he's saying, even if he's standing in a grain field, and also he's standing in a vineyard. What's the difference? Ite Rabbo omeid beloved, and if you're going to say it's where he's standing in a grain field, habistei kerem, then I would say that if he was standing in a vineyard with grain seeds, which is like a poshea, it's an act of criminal negligence, lo. I don't give him this cooler that if it falls behind him, he doesn't have to worry about it. I say, what right do you have to stand in a vineyard with grain seeds in your hand? Now, you better make sure you gather up every last one, otherwise they're going to sock it to you. In Tamar, filu omeiduhui, if you're going to say that, the coolest service is saying, even if he's standing in a grain field, he adah, he adah, then it comes out that this cooler of lachrov applies regardless. Ishmina me'adah, it's here from the flower case. If somebody's planting and the wind scatters the stuff behind him, mutar mipneishu ones. It's mutar because it's inadvertent. Manake, what are you talking about? If he's standing in the state kerem and the wind scatters his grain, he's committing avera. Not a real avera, but he's being criminally negligent. Vata mata ones, you're going to call him an ones. Elakiona kayom, what are you talking about? But we stay loving. We're standing in a field of grain. But see, also work with state kerem. And the wind causes stuff to go into the vineyard. In that case, I say that there's a kula. Okay? Rabbi Zirin, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mishurim, and Yosha said, Imasovin yupach hako, yupach. When it says if it's already grew into grass, you have to overturn them. Hako mutter. In that case, but you can use the grass. Imaviv, it's already grown a little bit and it's already spring-like. You not paid, and you have to remove then the kernels from. You know what? This is already a new sugya. Let's stop here for tonight. We'll come back to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish tomorrow night. Okay, it's almost 2 blocks.